You're listening to a Sound Vision Online podcast.
Find us at soundvisiononline.co.uk.
Hello, my name's Ursula Ferguson, and my job here at RNIB is that I am the coordinator of the Looking Forward project. I'm also a counsellor on the project, and I want to just explain a little bit today about what it is that we do here in Belfast, and indeed right across the whole of the province of Northern Ireland. Looking Forward is a free counselling service and peer support programme for older people. So if you fall into the category of aged 60 plus, then this potentially may be of interest to you and that you are affected by sight loss. So let's talk about it. If you have lost or are losing your sight, you may be worried about how you're going to cope with that. Or you may feel depressed about the changes that you're facing, and perhaps you're experiencing feelings of sadness or anger or anxiety, and this is affecting you on a day-to-day basis. Or maybe it's causing you to worry about the future. And during these times, many people find it helpful to talk through their feelings with someone outside their usual circle of family and friends. So our counselling service offers the opportunity really to do that. We will give six sessions of face-to-face counselling to help you to get through these times. And at present, this service is available throughout Northern Ireland. So we here at the project, Looking Forward, it's funded by the Big Lottery, and we're working in partnership with a couple of key organisations, one being the British Association for Counselling and Psychotherapy. So they're really there to support us. You know, we all work within an ethical framework as counsellors. So BACP are there to support and advise us. And then we're working alongside the Western Health and Social Care Trust and Good Morning Northern Ireland Network. And that is a free telephone support service for people living in rural community or potentially those that are at risk of isolation or exclusion. So again, they are one of our partners. So what is it that we're doing here? Well, we really want, I mean, our aims are to provide practical and emotional support to blind or partially sighted people. The project will do that in two ways. One is through the counselling, and the other is through the peer support programme. And I know that my colleague Kevin has, he's going to follow up and let you know a little bit about the peer support specifically. So what is counselling? I mean, that's a question that people ask me. What is it? Well, counselling means talking things over with a skilled listener, and it can help you understand your feelings and think about ways of coping with the changes in your life. Counselling is not direct advice. It's help and support to explore your situation so that you can work out what is right for you. Another question that comes a lot to us is that, you know, is counselling right for me? Well, sight loss is different for everyone. So some people will want to get practical things sorted out before they can begin to think about how they feel, whilst others will not be able to make use of practical support until they've begun to deal with their feelings. And then some people will want to tackle both things together. So we really look at people as individuals and what it is that their needs are. So what do we do as a team? Well, we are a team of trained counsellors, and we have experience in support and in information and in counselling. So as I said, we'll offer you those 6 one-hour sessions face-to-face, talking about your situation and how you're feeling. And then following that, we will offer you access to peer support, which is an ongoing support, really looking at practical and emotional aspects of sight loss. We are committed to working practice that values equality and diversity. Once you give us your initial details, which we can do over the phone, you can make a referral yourself directly, so you don't have to ask anybody. And then again, we'll receive your referral from a third party, providing you've given your consent. And we'll contact you and arrange an appointment over the phone. And then we would want to offer you an opportunity to come into a centre near you. So as I said before, we're covering the whole of Northern Ireland. So we've got 10 venues that we're currently working from. They range from libraries to therapeutic centres to hotels. We work where the need is, and also that the priority really is that they're an accessible venue that makes it easier for everybody. So if you go on then to have the counselling from our service, the sessions will be arranged at a mutually convenient time, and will always be with the same counsellor. So you'll meet the same counsellor from start until end.
Hello, I'm Kevin Green. I'm the new peer support coordinator with RNIB here in Belfast. The peer support service will form part of an ongoing continuing support within the Looking Forward project following the counselling, and it will help clients and their partners and carers obtain both practical and emotional support in different areas. For example, this could be one-to-one over a cup of coffee or tea, or a group of people meeting together to support each other or have an over-the-phone conversation. My role as coordinator is to facilitate these groups to help people feel less isolated, more supported and more socially engaged. This in turn can help reduce anxiety and improve self-esteem and confidence. The focus of the groups will very much be on what the group as a whole feel is a priority for them, empowering them to take control and to take the lead in how they wish the group to develop, as it will be peer support led. Currently, peer support groups have been established in Belfast, Derry, Londonderry, and proved very helpful to all that have attended. It is RNIB's focus to establish a group in Coleraine, Enniskillen, and a Charles Bonney syndrome group before August 2015. The overall target of the service is to have 5 peer support groups established by August 2015, and overall 12 peer support groups in Northern Ireland within the next 18 months. We also wish to recruit 24 peer support volunteers to help sustain the groups.
Although we do not have a crisis line or offer befriending, we can give information about other services and help in contacting them. Obviously, if you're listening to this and you're feeling, okay, I am in crisis and I could do with some support, then there are some helplines out there that we would recommend that you contact. There's the Samaritans on 0845 790 9090, or Lifeline, which is 24 hours a day. You can contact them on 0808808000. If indeed you're interested in contacting us here at Looking Forward, then we'll welcome a phone call directly to our services here at RNIB. You can lift the phone and contact us on 02890 329 373. That'll put you through to the main desk and you just ask for the Looking Forward programme. Or indeed, if you would like to email us, we have our own email address, and that is lookingforward@rnib.org.uk. Or indeed, if you want to find out more information about our services and what we do here in RNIB, you can contact us or look up our information on www.rnib.org.uk/Northern Ireland.
RNIB Northern Ireland, supporting people with sight loss.